Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airwaves, introducing our show to our 44,000-plus listening audience. Yes, you're in the right place at the right time. Home-based business 101. We've been here since November 2007 and have gotten great reviews and praise from people that have tuned in and listened in and, you know, have shared information that they've gotten from this show. We've had several people who started listening to this show who are now home-based business owners and taking advantage of some of the things we talk about, such as the tax advantages and how to position themselves for passive residual income. Yes, that's money that you make without having to get out of bed. So, so good. Today, we're going to do is we're going to talk to you or share with you information from by Willie Jolly that you've heard me quote from a lot. And it's titled the book, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. Yes, if you're looking to make a change, it only takes a minute. A minute, that's it. A minute. And you take that 1 minute, change your life, and wow, some amazing things can happen for you. Okay, Willie Jolly opens the book up called The Magnificent Minute. This was from a radio show that he used to host. And he says, for many years, I thought, as do most people, that a minute was an insignificant amount of time. I figured that the only significant use of a minute was just to make hours, which were more important. I would hear people say, I'll be there in a minute, or wait a minute, when they really didn't mean a minute. They were actually taking about 10, 15, 20 minutes or longer. A minute was just a figure of speech, something that we all took for granted. As I grew older, I realized that great things can come in small packages. I realized that a minute was not only vital, but that it was the starting point of all success. We must be mindful of the fact that just as pennies create dollars, minutes create hours. The difference is that you throw away your pennies, you have the capability to make more, as many of you want. But your time is not the same. You have a limit on the time you have here on this earth, a limit on the number of minutes that you have to live. You must therefore be mindful of time and respectful of the minutes that make the hours, that make the days, that make the months, that ultimately make the years. Once lost, that minute cannot be recaptured. What you do with your minutes will ultimately determine what you do with your life. You know what he said? What you do with your minutes will ultimately determine what you do with your life. The mere fact that you're taking some minutes out of your time this morning to listen to this show means you're looking for some things to help improve your life. And if that's what you're really looking for, we got the answer. As Allen Iverson used to say, he used to call himself the answer playing basketball. Whether you liked him or not, you know, he was a hard-working basketball player. A lot of admiration for him because he was a very gutsy little short guy out there on the basketball court with all of them big people. And he was not afraid. He was not intimidated. And so, you know, the same with you. Ultimately, what you're going to do with your minutes will determine your life. What are you doing with your minutes? What do you want to get out of life? In fact, time is one of the few commodities on this earth that is equally distributed, where no one person has any advantage over another. We all have the same 24 hours to each day, 1,440 minutes. No one is given an hour more or an hour less. Everyone has 24 hours, and there's absolutely nothing anyone can do to add more time to the day. It does not matter how much money you have or how much influence you command. The richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor have the same amount of time. Donald Trump has no more time than my friend Bobby, who washes windows at the local gas station. Bobby is a very capable and articulate person who has had some hard times and some tough breaks and has never been able to see himself overcoming the circumstances. He's never been able to reach his full potential. These two men have the same amount of time afforded them, but the key is what they do with the time they are given. See, the key is what they do with the time that you're given. Some people are going to wake up this morning and going to complain and moan and groan. Some others are going to wake up this morning and they're going to actually go out and do something constructive with their lives. We're going to seek an opportunity and move on an opportunity. Some people are going to complain. Some people this morning get up and go to their faith-based house to be inspired and, you know, to get connected again with the divine force in this universe. Some call God, some call creator. Me and my wife call divine oneness. Whatever your explanation of it is real, it exists. And you have to have a way to commune with that spirit. But the most important thing is that you must understand that the key is what you do with the time that you are given. Some people, like I said, are going to complain all the time because they take advantage of none of their time. If we think of time in relation to water, we can see that most of us do not really think much of a single drop of water. But when that single drop of water is connected with more single drops of water, it can become a raging river. And when harnessed, can be one of the most powerful forces on this earth. The same is true for minutes. Singularly, they are not highly considered. But in each minute is the potential for greatness. And when these minutes are harnessed and wisely used, they too can generate great power. It only takes a minute to change your life. One of the major reasons that pushed me to write this book was the response I received from listeners of my daily radio program, The Magnificent Minute. I was amazed at the number of people who contacted me by phone, fax, mail, or just stopped me on the street. These people were excited about the concept of a short, quick, motivational ideas, minute motivations. They told their friends to listen. The station got more and more calls and letters about the show. I received numerous calls from listeners who wanted a copy of one script or another. The idea of putting together a book of scripts crossed my mind, but was just not a priority. One day I received a letter from a young woman whose life had been changed by the Motivational Minute, and her letter had a major impact on me. This young woman had recently graduated from college and was having no success in finding a job. She was looking and looking and getting no positive responses. She became more and more despondent. She got to the point where she was in a state of total depression, so down that she just didn't see a reason for getting out of bed in the morning. She would stay in bed and sleep all day and soon gave up on her job search because she felt that there was no use in trying anymore. She felt the situation was hopeless. One morning while lying in the bed, she stumbled upon a radio broadcast in the Magnificent Motivational Minute program. She said that she heard something in the morning's Motivational Minute that created a spark inside of her and made her life as a little different. That particular Motivational Minute has become one of my trademark shows and one of the most popular shows. It is called The Lion and the Giselle. It changed a woman's life. And here's the story that he shares about the lion and the Giselle. And hopefully you can get something out of it for you to help you this morning. Today's step for success is that we must see every day as an opportunity that demands we give our all, do our best. We must see success not only as a destination, but also as a journey. It is constantly filled with adventures and challenges. If we are willing to meet those challenges, then we can live life to the fullest. Friends, every morning in Africa, Giselle wakes up and knows that it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed and eaten. Also every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up and knows it must outrun the slowest Giselle or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a Giselle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. Remember that all things are possible if you can just believe. This is Willie Jolly. Have a great day. And that's his trademark show about the lion and the Giselle. He goes on to say, the woman, she heard that show that morning, realized that she had to make a decision. She could either act on life or life would act on her. You hear what he just said? Either you act on life or life will act on you. Then she had to follow up that decision with action. She had to do something. She told me that a light went on inside of her head and she put on a new perspective. In that moment, she suddenly believed that she could not only get a job, but that she could get the job she wanted. The key was that she had to get up and get started in order to get something going in her life. The young woman got up and got started on her goal and started listening to the show every day. And every day she became stronger and stronger and more committed to making her dreams come true. Initially, she had no success in her job search, but she did not give up because she now had a new determination, a new mindset. She kept listening and kept looking. And within a few weeks, not only did she find a job, but she found one in her field, one that paid her more than she had originally been seeking. She wrote me a wonderful letter and asked if I would send her written copies of the scripts so that she could read them and share them with her friends and family. I realized at that moment it was imperative that I make the time to compile these scripts and share them with others, because people are desperately in need of motivation and encouragement. There's a great hunger for positive information, yet in this hectic pace of our day-to-day lives, many people don't seem to have the time to pursue motivation and self-development. They need quick, short ways of getting motivated. They need instant motivation, motivation in a minute. So now I'm happy to present motivation in a minute, because it really only takes a minute, just a minute, to change your life. My goal is for this book to help you make the decision to take the initial action to change your life. My objective is that after you read this book, you will have a new mindset, a new determination, and it will motivate you to take action. If that occurs, then you will have started the process of changing your life. The transformation process from what you are. I once heard that a mind, once stretched by new ideas, can never return to its original position. I hope this book will stretch your mind to obtain new ideas and get you to reach deeper within yourself to pursue your dreams. No matter how successful you are or how much you have achieved thus far, this book will motivate you to continue to push and thus accomplish even more. Every minute is precious. Every minute is a gift, packed with power, and every minute has the potential to change your life. This is the title of Billy Jolly's book, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. I definitely suggest that you get a copy of this book and read it, because it is a very, very good book. And you know, it's a lot you can do with it. And with that, I want to read The Importance of a Single Minute. And this is one of the things that the great Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, who was chairman emeritus of Morehouse College, used to say, tell his students. He says, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. So, ladies and gentlemen, use your minutes wisely. And that's what we want to, the message we want to get across to you this morning. Use your minutes wisely, then wisely. Seek and find that home-based business opportunity, because basically the bottom line is this. It's a cold stone fact that working from home is a better way. Now, it's up to you to find the home-based business opportunity that best suits your fancy. And if you're looking for one, I would ask you to really consider taking a look at what we have to offer over here at YTB. We have made people, have helped people become millionaires. We sell fun and recess. And I had a great day yesterday. You said you have to prepare for each day. I had a great day yesterday. I had a chance to leave North Carolina, take the train, go up to Richmond, do a home party for people as part of my Richmond team, and we was able to bring on some new business partners who were seeking and looking for a way to make some extra money, and they chose our opportunity, and so we're excited for them. And they got excited about the tax write-offs. They got excited about the mere fact that they could travel for pennies on the dollar and that they could make money by building a team. So, hey, all of those things exist in our opportunity, and what you can do is you can go to chat room is open. It's in the chat room if you take a look. www.60secondmba.com/MU group. I'll repeat that one more time. Go to www.60secondmba.com/MU group. There's four videos on there you can look at, and it will let you know about our home-based business opportunity and the advantages of it. And we have a plan we call Your Plan to $20,000. What would $20,000 look like in your life, say, over the next 90 days? Well, we have a plan that can help you make that a reality. So, again, go to www.60secondmba.com/MU group. And check that out. And we'd love to have you on our team and be able to help you take and control your minutes so you can take advantage of this opportunity. Well, that about does it for this Sunday morning, or the Sunday morning gospel from working from home. And I hope you got something out of Willie Jolly's book. Remember, you can go on Amazon or you can Google it. It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life by Willie Jolly. I strongly suggest that you read that book because, as he said, you need to be motivated in these high stressful times. I see so many people who are not accomplishing the things that they want because they're not motivated. They're depressed and depressed and depressed and do not feel like getting out of bed in the morning, just want to sleep. But eventually something gets them out of the bed because they know they got bills to pay, they got responsibilities and things to take care of no matter what. And so you got to decide how you're going to deal with your no matter what. And with that said, we close out with our theme song called It's My Time. And listen to the words of the song very, very carefully because you do need to make it your time. If it's not your time, then it's the devil's time. See, and we can do all things through God that strengthens us. So, you know, it's important that we have that divine outlook and that divine spiritual outlook. So, hey, with no further ado, listen to our theme song as we wrap up today's show.
Up to what I want.
We hope you enjoy.
All right, it's your time. Go out there and make it a great day and do the things that you need to do to win for you and your family. Join us Friday as we deal with our show, Beyond the Matrix. Freedom is working from home. So until next time, God bless you. Remember, it's your time. If it's not your time, then whose time is it? You know, you take advantage of your time. Have a wonderful, blessed day.